5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for joining me on your new favorite show. It's your boy Roy on SRQ Talk, and it starts right now.
Yay!
Oh, thank you.
Oh, yes, it's Friday again. TGIF, broadcasting live from the beautiful, spectacular, at least today and every day, from Sarasota, Florida. Welcome everybody that may be listening on Anchor Radio, Breaker Radio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, SoundCloud, CastBox, Himalaya, anybody that's Googling or Yahooing in the search engine, SRQ Talk Show. It's your boy Roy, SRQ Talk, for our Friday edition episode. What is it? It's actually season 3, episode 9. It's May 14th, 2021. And how is everybody doing? I hope everybody is great. We love for you to interact with the show by dropping us an email at srqtalk@gmail.com or simply going to our website at srqtalk.com and hitting the message button. They'll give you 60 seconds to say your piece, whether it's good news, bad news, whether you offend us or love us. We don't care. We just want to for you to interact with the show. And they'll give you 60 seconds. And if it's any good, your boy Roy's going to make you SRQ Talk famous by putting you on the air. It's a beautiful day here. This is our notion of a cold front. We were reported to have a cold front yesterday by our good people there at ABC7 in downtown Sarasota there. They reported yesterday that we're going to get a cold front. And when you say a cold front, it means that you're going to go from 90 degrees to about 79, baby. Oh, yes, it is. It is absolutely spectacular out. Picturesque day. If you're out on the water, it's a damn postcard, okay? So we're pumped up. We're only broadcasting now one time a week, our Friday show. And the theme of the show basically is the week that was. Yeehaw! That's right, baby. We shit kicking it all away. We're going to review the week starting on Monday, May 10th. I mean, there is so many damn stories. If you're trying to do a show like this, and I'm learning that really quick with this new format, of the program that we've launched, maybe 4 weeks. We were on a hiatus for a couple of weeks, but we are in our spring edition, our season 3, episode 9. And we do thank all of you listening. And I've been watching the needle because I am all about the numbers, all about our listenership out there. And of course, we have a great deal and some encouraging news out of Dan Bradenton. Not Bradenton, Manatee County. Our only one in Palmetto that really represents us out there is Palmetto. And Palmetto, the needle is going up. I mentioned it on last week's show that I was seeing it trend that way, and it keeps on going up. We got new states because we do, when we launched the show called SRQ Talk Show, it was meant to be local. But I didn't realize, my ignorance didn't allow me to think that this podcast is not only national, but it's international. I mean, we have 15 countries, and I also got a report since last week on like the percentages. I mean, like Ireland used to be our highest rated, and the hooligans out there, Roy's Rowdy Rebels out there in the UK and England. But the tides have changed here. Of course, we're huge. You know, United States is over 90% of our listenership. But we do have Germany, the UK, Taiwan now, Ireland, Mexico, Turkey, Netherlands, Singapore, Colombia, the motherland of Spain, Italia, Qatar, South Africa, New Zealand. And the recent one that we call listenership from is damn Malaysia. Malaysia is now on the bottom of the barrel there. So that's in order. And then, of course, in the United States, for some reason, we can't explain it, but we're damn amped up in Washington. That's the state of Washington. It's not your D.C. crap there on the East Coast. This is way west, young man. This is way out there in the Emerald City of Seattle. Is amped up, can't get enough of me. And then, of course, Florida. And within Florida, unlike like Washington, is just out of Seattle. And Florida, we're all over the place. Number one city that listens to your boy Roy here, Orlando, Mickey Mouse Land, and your magic are still damn horrible, okay? Fort Myers is in second there. And then we don't need Tampa. Why? Because we got damn St. Pete over the Sky Bridge. Not only do we have... is St. Petersburg downtown there in number third, but right behind them and right on its tail, it's damn Pinellas Park. I can't explain it either. I mean, Pinellas Park, really? But they're amped up, man. And not only are they amped up, they took Sarasota for fourth, which is, I mean, honestly, really, Sarasota? I mean, the damn show is geared around you. I broadcast live from this Paradise City, and you're number five, and Pinellas Park, you know, has beaten you. I mean, are you kidding me? That is laughable there, Sarasota. But anyway, you make the top five, and on your nose there is the damn city of Northport. Love my Northport Venice people. And then we got the little dirty way down in the dirty, dirty south, the real south, the 305 there with my Susos in the MIA, followed by Fort Lauderdale. And then there you go. And then we got Palmetto there, Punta Gorda, the needle is going up there as well. And then, of course, you know, Bradenton's always in the damn toilet. There were Paris, Naples, Lakeland, and another one, Tampa. The NFL schedules came out this week. We're going to go over that. We usually do 30 minutes of top news here, bring Sarasota, Manatee County to the front of the line. If anything develops here locally, considering that we broadcast from here, the show today, yeah, we got sponsors galore, man. Today it's Blaine Labs. You heard me, Blaine, B-L-A-I-N-E Labs. They came out with a great antifungal cream. It's extra tough. It kills your fungus in your toenails. You know where your toenails turn yellow? Well, there you go. You got the solution here. Vite 20, V-I-T-E 20 is the name of the product. Easy to apply, fast, superior results. Infused with tea tree oil and lavender oil. There you go. Lock it up. Blaine Labs. Go to your pharmacist and ask for Vite 20 for your antifungal cream. We appreciate them sponsoring the show today. And we're going to go on. Like I said, the theme of the show is basically we're going to review the week. And there's so much news that I can't do it all. I mean, I can't do a whole news, you know, 60 minutes of news, top news, and review all that in a one-hour show. We might even have to go 2 hours because guess what? The NFL damn schedule came out too during this week. There's a lot of news in sports. These are basically going to be news clips that got my attention, you know. So we started off the week, if we're going to back off of sports and do the sports on the latter end, on the back end of the 30-minute show, we broadcast here for 1 hour, 30 minutes. We take a break and record another 30 minutes for you there and trying to keep you damn in the know. Okay, so so this week, everybody knows by now, there's been a damn gas shortage. That's right. Not to affect here the greater Gulf Coast and most of Florida, even though some of Florida up in Pensacola, where my people are amped up because one of my cities in Florida, that's right, Gulf Breeze, bitch. Who's got Gulf Breeze? I do, you don't. Gulf Breeze is locked into the show, man, and they probably got some shortage. But what happened here, there was a lot of panic buying. The Colonial Pipeline got hacked into. They've been said that it was some Russians from the dark web that is taking responsibility for this is what's being reported. And that was on Monday, May 10th. And that caused some panic, man. If they're going to start hacking systems like that and affecting us in that way, some reports had it that they bit more than they can chew. You know what I mean? That, you know, when they realized what they did, it was like, Are you kidding me? And there was no going back. You know, they got hacked, cut the production down, and basically, you know, it supplies Alabama, Mississippi, and here Georgia is what we're concerned with, because that's one of my damn states that I've lost a lot of listenership in Georgia. At the beginning of our season 1 and 2, Georgia was damn off the chain, and it's exclusively on the ATL. But maybe they didn't like what you know, I was spewing during the elections, you know. And you know, too bad, too sad. Get out of here, man. But I, you know, our hearts are always in Georgia. Personally, me, I've gone to Georgia several times in my life. Stayed even overnight and say days in Atlanta, Lake Lanier, downtown Omni shows. You know, driving from Miami up there as a kid to go have a good time and go see some concerts. That bands that we liked. But anyway, yes. So all that area, that redneck paradise, which includes parts of Pennsylvania, Pensacola, and I'm sure Jacksonville as well up there. And then there was a lot of panic buying, you know. It was clear from the beginning that it wasn't going to affect Sarasota anywhere in Florida, basically, except for those areas that I just mentioned. But south of Jacksonville, it really wasn't going to affect it. You know, south of Orlando, my number one city. You know, but there's going to be always that sense of like that hurricane chip that you have in your brain being from Florida. You know, it's going to be a toilet bowl damn situation. Okay. A toilet paper situation where people are going to panic, man. They're going to create panic on social media saying how they better get their, you know, gas. So all these gas stations around town, they only have so many gallons. You know, they didn't expect to sell out in a day. You know, they got delivery for like 4 days, you know, and their supply is wiping out. And then they put the little bags over the pumps there. And it just was happening more and more and more. And I go to Racetrack myself, and I don't mind giving them a free plug. That's right. Racetrack on Clark Road there, baby. My go-to. All right. Those people are on point there. I haven't signed up for my reward. Actually, I did sign up for my rewards, but it didn't give me, you know, the 11 cents that you promised me there, Racetrack. You know, then maybe it could have been some human error. Okay. But that's lame. You're advertising. If I sign up for Racetrack rewards, I'm going to get 11 cents off my first purchase. And I didn't get squat. You know what I got? Stugatz. I got nothing. That's not cool, Racetrack. So I don't know if that was human error on my part, which is completely possible. So we're going to go over through the whole weekend now. But that was the big story right there, man, the pipeline. Since then, obviously, it's 5 days later. Now it's up and running. Yeah, that's right. Up and running. Your boy Roy keeping you in the know. SRQ talk here going over the week of May 10th here. Other than sports, because the sports one we'll deal with on the second half of the show. And I hope you stay tuned with me. Let me see. So basically, Monday and Tuesday, that's what dominated the headlines, was the pipeline gas shortage, because other stories were developing from that. Like, you know, supposedly now up to date, apparently there was some ransom paid. Are you kidding me? Are you going to encourage people to go into the business of hacking, blackmailing you, getting a ransom in the millions? Are you kidding me, man? You can't start encouraging that. So I'm to SRQ talk show here with your boy Roy is completely against paying any ransom to any hacker. These hackers are going to come in from every country now that is smarter than us. And there's plenty of countries that are smarter than us. And I'm sure, you know, so some of the ones that listen here to SRQ talk, Americans think that other people are dumb. They're not, man. Most of these countries are better educated than us. They don't have the facilities as we do, but they also don't have the arrogance, you know, and the entitlement and the ungratefulness that, you know, that we possess here in the great United States. And let me see, what is my, because I know we got damn North Carolina finally in Greenville. Greenville, North Carolina is tuned in to your boy Roy here in the SRQ talk show. Drop me an email, Greenville. I'd love to hear from you. srqtalk@gmail.com. And that goes for anybody out there. So that was Monday and Tuesday. Pretty much dominated the headlines there. But one thing I've always told you here, we don't defund the police here, baby. We are pro-police here on the SRQ Talk Show. And that's not me, you know, blowing smoke up their ass, okay? It was Police Week celebration here on Wednesday, it was reported. Not many people. I know people are really, really, you know, down. You know, they're just crying away, and they're down on the police. That's all you're hearing as a cop. It's not fun to be a cop these days, especially with the more national news out there. They're just anti-cop these days, people. And, you know, cops, I'm sure, are walking a fine line these days and being trained much differently. But it is Police Week celebration. Your boy Roy here, SRQ Talk, wanted to make sure that gets mentioned. And one thing that happened that's really going to make people is that the unemployment, okay, your re-unemployment there from the Department of Florida, people that are unemployed, you know, for maybe a year, maybe 2 years now, people have not had to go look for a job like you would have had to if you wanted to receive benefits. Some of the requirements are that you go to the career center or that you show them that you've applied online to jobs, give them the contact information so they can verify it's true and you can collect your benefits. There was sometimes that there was a way around those things. You can, because they did, I think, wanted you to do at least five. I'm not sure. This is all from hearsay. However, the big news that happened on Wednesday was that the governor signed off that's all over for you, man. That is all over for you on May 29th. May 29th is the last day that you are not, where you don't have to show that you're going out for a job. Now you got to get up from your ass. And if you want to collect that money, you better go apply for jobs. Because honestly, that's another thing that I heard all week is about the job shortage. And you are going to start seeing companies, and it's probably going to start with the big companies like Amazon and stuff, where you're going to start seeing these companies starting to implement the minimum wage, which was, we covered it, a couple weeks back when Biden, and there I go with that, I can't cut it. I'm not going to edit the show, okay, because of my ums. Deal with my ums, damn it. but anyway, so what the hell was I go so off track sometimes. But anyway, Biden, he went ahead and approved the $15 minimum. Nationally here, not only on a federal level, but even private companies. I mean, it's $15 an hour minimum wage. So if you're going to hire somebody right off the bat, they're going to make $15 an hour on you. And it's going to be, I think it goes into effect on July 1st. You could fact check me there and you can email me or leave me a message either on srqtalk@gmail.com or srqtalk.com and go and, you know, leave us a message if we're wrong. Because I don't have time to Google it. I only got 1 hour show here. And I'm trying to review all the non-sports stories that caught my eye this week. Another one here that people are going to be happy about, baby. And this happened yesterday, Thursday. Governor DeSantis, our boy there, he also signed. So that was the down one on Wednesday that he signed that. Because that is a downer for people that are on unemployment where they have to now show proof. So, yeah, so if they were being lazy, there's a job shortage out there. There's people in demand. There's, ABC7 reported earlier in the week as well that there's more jobs available in Sarasota than any other time in the history of the city, okay? So that goes to show you there that people aren't applying. Nobody wants to make anybody rich anymore, man. We're sick of it. We're done. But they are collecting unemployment benefits. But now it's not going to be so easy for them. They are going to have to make an effort to try to go get a job or don't claim. That's it. It's as easy as that, man. Let's check the time because we are always up against the clock. And there you go. We're already 20 minutes in to the first half of the SRQ Talk Show here with your boy Roy, where we're only broadcasting on Fridays now. So we're going to try to put the pedal to the metal here because it does truly go quickly here. So he signed that, man. And you know, that's definitely, you know, not popular. You're going to hear people crying and booing like you do now. But that it is what it is, man. Get off your ass. Go look for a job or be independent. Start your own business. Do something. But on Thursday, like I was saying, there was damn great news. Alcohol to go in all bars and restaurants in the city, or not only in Sarasota, all of Florida. Businesses are allowed to sell alcohol to go. And that, I know for a fact, starts on July 1st. Keeping you in the know, not only locally, nationally, but I'm huge internationally. I already rattled all 15 damn countries that we have gotten listenership from, because that's what the stats show. They know what you're doing, man. The algorithms, the geeks of the world have taken over, man. You think you're private? You ain't private, man. The stats I get, you know, would make you, you know, scare the hell out of you, the kind of the stats. You know, the stats as in, you know, device are you using? How old are you? Are you female, male? Where do you live? Zip codes, what websites? Everything, baby, is known. And as a business, it's great. You know, as a private citizen, yeah, you should be scared. And another thing that came down on Thursday, not that we, you know, the CDC now says that there's no mask mandate. Yeah, that's beautiful. Great. Whoopee. Listen, I've told you this. Our show was grown out of the COVID, out of quarantine. This is how we started the show back in July on season one. If you want to archive the shows, we got like 37 episodes on season one. Another 28 we dropped on you on season two. And here today, May 14, 2021, we're at season three, episode 9, baby. Listen, man, we are born from the pandemic, this show. Okay, it took over our show, the testing, the cases. Are you kidding me? We went zip code to zip code. Archive the shows. Go to our website, srqtalk.com, and you'll see what I mean there. No, just click onto episodes there, and you can see, you can archive the shows there. But yeah, the mask mandate, now it's not required anywhere in Florida. Now, that doesn't mean that you act the fool in a private business is requiring you to have a mask, because they're not going to know if you've been vaccinated or not. And in fact, we don't want to know if you got vaccinated. I was in a 7-Eleven the other day, and I overheard some lady volunteering that she's been vaccinated. Listen, I could care less if you are vaccinated or not. If I feel like putting on a mask, I'll put it on. And the day I don't feel like putting it on, I won't put it on. It's good that it's not, you know, it's not against the law not to have it on. It, you know, in case you forget it or something in your car. You know, there's plenty of people been vaccinated in this town, but we're not going to pick and choose who does. So if a private business has the mask mandate, that's different. But in Florida, and like federal buildings and crap like that, you don't need it. That's it. Keeping you in the know, man. It's your boy, Roy, SRQ Talk, man. You miss me? You only get me one time a week. It's going to be always on Fridays, TGIF, and I'm ready for my weekend, man. It's been a long, hard week. I've been actually contemplating doing the show on Monday, and then today I was taking a shower and I was thinking, do I want to do the shows on Mondays or Fridays? No, man. This is the weekend review, baby. The new theme of the show. We got to do it on Fridays. We're up against the clock here on the first half of the show here, so we're gonna put the pedal to the metal here. Let me see what else has. Hey, so that's huge, man. That establishments can now sell you to go like they do in New Orleans. And we finally got on the board with Louisiana. I know Louisiana listens to us. I saw them. That was a pleasant surprise. Let me see what city in it's coming out of there in Louisiana, which I'm super excited about. And also Illinois decided to jump in. And let me tell you, Louisiana's not in the bottom of the barrel like I thought they would, like damn Michigan is. And that's an embarrassment considering how many of you damn fools I have to deal with in this city from Sarasota. If it's not Ohio, it's damn Michigan running the place down here in Sarasota. Don't make no mistakes about it. Illinois is in the bottom of the barrel, but they just, you know, that was probably a radio accident or something, a podcast crash or something. that they did there out of Illinois. North Carolina, I told you, out of Greenville, baby. Welcome aboard. Let me see. Illinois is from a city called Decatur, I think you would pronounce it, or Decatur, probably in damn the Midwest. Decatur is how you say it, not you dumb New Yorker, Decatur. You know, but who knows how it's pronounced. But Decatur, yay, log it up, man. Your boy Roy, they're liking what they're listening to because they just jumped on there. And let me see. Louisiana is really what we wanted to see. Louisiana is, wow, out of two places. How about that, man? Out of Mandeville, log it up. And Metairie, and I know my good, and may her, rest in peace out there. My great friend, Magda, that used to be from Metairie there. And I know I'm butchering the damn name of it, man. Metairie, I think it's called. There's where she was from. She died on me about 5 years ago. She was a co-worker of my Cuban redneck lady. I mean, off the chain. Hats off to Magda, baby. I know her birthday's coming up soon on June 6th. That's how much of a good friend that she is that I even remember her damn, birthday. This was a lady at the time I was in my 40s. She was in her high 60s. But she always used to tell me she felt like she was damn 80, man. All right. And she acted like it. She was a great Cuban redneck lady from Louisiana. Loved her New Orleans Saints. Hats off, man. Just seeing that city brings goosebumps. Maybe it's Magda listening from the spirits there. Metairie in Mandeville in Louisiana. How you like me now? Keeping you in the now. Of course, we're up against the clock here. First of all, I'd like to thank Blaine Labs today for sponsoring the show. Vite 20, the antifungal cream. Go ask your pharmacist there, man. It kills fungus, that yellow stuff that gets under your toenails and nails, man. This stuff is great. Works with acrylic and nail polish as well on for you ladies. But, man, a couple of days, it'll be out. They stamp it out, man. Thank you for sponsoring the show. Blaine Labs, Vite 20. That's VITE 20 is the little cream there. And go to your local pharmacist there and request that. They usually are everywhere there. Good stuff. Anyway, good stuff is coming up as well. That kind of wrapped it up there of the mask mandate. Episode 3, season 9 is half done, is in the books here. I want you to stay with me because we are going to go to the week that was the new theme of the show here, but we're going to do it with a little sports, okay? All sports, man, and we got a lot of things, the NFL schedule. I want to go over DJ Metcalf and his Olympic run there, and guess what? Tim Tebow, baby, touchdown Tim is back after an 8-year hiatus from the NFL. 33-year-old Tim Tebow's back, and we want to go over that. We definitely got opinions there, so stay with me. SRQ Talk. Oh, you're so nice for coming back to listening to your boy Roy here, SRQ Talk, May 14, 2021. It's the back end of the show, the 30 minutes of the 1 hour show, the back end here. We just talked about the new theme of the show, basically, which is the week that was, going over headline, news, national, local news here we put to the front, if there is any. But pretty much in my town where I'm broadcasting today and every day from is Sarasota, Florida. Beautiful, spectacular day today. Our version of a cold front went from 90 to about 79. It's just a spectacular postcard day here on this Friday afternoon, which this is the day TGIF is when we're going to broadcast. Flirted with the idea of maybe doing Mondays, so I'm not so run down, at my damn old fart age. You know what I mean? You get run down, man, and especially with this Florida sun, it beats you down, man. If you're going out there playing golf or something, just by 3-4 in the afternoon, I want to do nothing. I mean, You know, I don't know if it's low testosterone or what it is, man, or if it's this damn asthma. I'm trying to kick this adult asthma. I think I started thinking about this thing. I think I got it during the pandemic, you know, where everybody was bleaching shit and we're going ape shit on cleaning stuff in the house and stuff. You know, and it was an occasion where I was by myself and I don't have the sense of smell too much. So I started, you know, I bought this bleach and I bought a bunch of, Fabuloso and Awesome and Windex and all that crap to disinfect, wipes, all kinds of crap, mops. And I started just going apeshit on my place. And at one of those times, I bought a product that said bleach, but, you know, not the type that is like 50-50 water bleach. No, this was straight up damn bleach, man. Kind of shit that kills if you drink it, you know. And I didn't have the good sense of smell. I started putting it all over the place, apparently maskless at that time. You know, even though the mask was starting to be popular, I should have thought of it, but I was just an idiot and didn't. And I think I smelled that stuff because the next day I was just cough. I was just felt like ill. I was thinking I had the damn COVID. You know, you were thinking you had COVID for anything. You know what I mean? But no, it was the damn bleach, man. I'm going to get the name of that product, man, because if this caused my asthma, man, I got a lawsuit coming there. It's your boy Roy here, SRQ Talk, man, talking about the, you know, the week that was. And then on the first half of the show, the first 30 minutes of the show, and we are season 3, episode 9. Lock it up, man. Told you that we won't stop, man. And now on the latter 30 minutes, which traditionally in our history here, in our short history, we do all sports, the last 30 minutes of every show. And this is going to be no different on the week that was. And it started off, man, with the puzzling. I mean, really, DJ Metcalf? We know that the guy's damn Mac Daddy, wide receiver for the Seattle Seahawks, which is one of my number one listeners to the SRQ Talk Show, comes from Seattle. I'd love to get an email. You know, we did get an email here. We get a lot of junk mail as well, like everybody else does, you know. But we did go, we did get something from Gloria5657@gmail.com. And she wanted to know, like, why, you know, what does the SRQ stand for? And, you know, and I can tell Gloria5657, I am going to assume that you are from the female gender, considering my listenership, 62% from the females. That's right. They know where to come for entertainment, man. The ladies know they're smarter than the men, that's for sure. But the men are at 38% there or whatever it is. But she wanted to know, you know, why the SRQ? And that, it's actually a very common question, according to the airport. The airport, it's the airport code of Sarasota, but it has taken, explaining the whole area, because we're not only Sarasota County, you know, we're part of that dreck out there in Manatee County, that only, the great city of Palmetto wants to listen to me. Yeah, a little bit of Parrish. Okay, Parrish. I'm getting a feeling, Parrish, that you were more like a podcast accident that just ran into us, listened to us for a little bit, and bailed out on us. Not Palmetto, baby. Palmetto and Pinellas Park. You know, Pinellas Park is having, like, they can't shut me off in Pinellas Park. I don't know what the hell's going on over there, man. Those people are damn amped up. So I digress here. So that's a legitimate question. So that email from Gloria5657 stood out to me. And I can tell you this, I researched it myself. I didn't do anything nobody else wouldn't do by going to Google and stuff like that, because I wanted to be, not fake news. You know what I'm saying, Gloria? In the early 1940s, the airport had the code of RS, keeping you in the know. Look at that nugget. In the early 40s, man, the code was RS, but that was changed to SSO. In the late 1940s, as aviation expanded and more codes were added, but there was a damn problem, okay, with the SSO. I mean, a lot of people misinterpreted it as an international distress signal, SOS. So another change was definitely needed. The best available letters for the area were SR, in the filter letter because we needed to add some damn letter. So we went with the damn Q, just like in the LMBTQ community, baby, which I'm sure St. Petersburg in Pinellas Park, one of the most liberal places on planet Earth, but definitely in Florida, they're locked and loaded with me, man. That whole community embraces me, man. And so we went with the Q in the Sarasota Bradenton Airport. It didn't officially add the international until the years later became SRQ when we were getting them amped up in 1956. People started discovering paradise here, flying into our small, humble airport. The code has taken on a broader meaning, like your boy Roy was telling you. Frequently, it's used to describe the whole Sarasota and Manatee area. Let's see here. And yeah, basically that's what it is, man. We just needed a filter. So we just put in the letter Q there and made it SRQ. We do it because it explains the whole area, keeping you in the know there, man. Returning emails, you can do the same by emailing me at srqtalk@gmail.com or going straight to our website to srqtalk.com. Hitting the message button and letting your voice be heard, man. And if it's any good, you know your boy's going to put you on, man, and make you SRQ Talk famous. So let me see on this Friday. So that was the big thing, man. DJ Metcalf, are you kidding me? We know the guy's Mac Daddy, but he's going to run in the Olympics, or at least trying out, you know, running with Olympic stars. And I do have a clip from the show. I don't know how audible it will be in my with my, you know, non-studio dam here that hasn't been built yet, but maybe that we're more all in now on Fridays. It seems to be working. Broadcasting one day a week only. I know some people are disappointed. I did receive in our hiatus some emails saying, you know, what the hell we were. But let me tell you about DK Metcalf, because we are doing the week that was sports edition here on the second half of the show. And that's how my week started, with DJ Metcalf, man, of all people, running in some Olympic 100-meter dash. Yup, that's the case, man. That's outstanding time for someone who isn't actually a competitive sprinter, okay? Metcalf says, I'm just happy to be here, excited to have the opportunity. Thank God for the opportunity to run against world-class athletes like this. Just to test my speed against the world-class athletes, Metcalf said. They do this for a living. This is very different from football speed there. So that's how my week started off, man. I got DJ Dan Metcalf running in the Olympics. And Atul Bolden, the former Olympic sprinter who was calling the race for NBC Sports, was actually impressed with Metcalf's performance and said he believes that some of the fastest players in the NFL have a solid track careers with the right training. This should encourage every fast NFL guy, Bolden said. Tyreek Hill, are you listening? Tyreek, are you there? This should encourage every fast NFL guy. You are not that far off. You get the right training, maybe you get to the Olympic trials. Anyone who has seen Metcalf on the football field knew he was fast, but seeing him on the track was a unique experience, and one that showed both what an impressive athlete he is and how amazingly fast and truly elite sprinters are. That is for sure, man. What did he run? He ran a 10.37 in the 100 meter. There you go. In the know. If you didn't know, well, now you know. DK Metcalf, man, he finished 15th out of 17, so he did actually beat two people. How do you think the people are feeling that Tyreek beat? Yep. So, and then that was, and not to have that as, let me see, let me keep my eye on the time, because you know your time flies here with your boy Roy, sponsor of the second half of the show, was the same one as the first one, man. It was that Blaine Labs. They have a great product out if you got antifungal problems. It kills fungus, that yellow stuff that builds under your nail. Yeah, I know, it's damn gross, man. Get it out of there, man. You want to be in flip-flops, summer's coming. Antifungal cream, baby. And it's called Vite 20, V-I-T-E. Your local pharmacist will have it there, or Google it, man. Blaine Labs, VT 20, I think they call it. To me, it's Vite 20, man. V-I-T-E 20, antifungal cream. Lock it up. Sponsor of the show, baby. We are loving it on a Friday here, May 14th, and doing the week that was, and a lot of good news. We did all the national and local and all the boring crap on the first segment of the show with the Colonial Pipeline, you know, and then the governor DeSantis, our boy there, you know, putting an end to people not having to look for work in order to collect their unemployment. You know, some people are not going to like that news. You know, that's what they woke up to on Wednesday, him signing that. But and then he amped it up, man. This is why he's a great governor. And then he signed every restaurant in the state of Florida, restaurant or bar, to be able to sell alcohol to go starting July 1st, keeping you in the know. Your boy Roy SRQ Talk. So, and then if that couldn't be more puzzling, then have DJ Metcalf running the Olympics and actually end up running a good time there, 10:37 in the 100. I'd like to see you do it. But it got crazier, man. It got really crazy. Guess who's back? Tim Tebow is back. That's right. Tim Tebow is back in the NFL after an 8-year hiatus. And some people are questioning it, man. How does a 33-year-old guy that never played the position ever get a shot at being Jacksonville's tight end? People are wondering, man, because let me see the official. Let me see Tim Tebow here. Let me see what he says here. Jaguars, man. The damn Jacksonville Jaguars trying to make a splash here, and they sure did, and it kind of takes the steam away from the quarterback there. Tim Tebow's coming back to the NFL after, I stand corrected. It's a 6-year hiatus. The Jaguars plan to sign the former NFL quarterback to a 1-year deal. Now, CBS Sports is reporting Jonathan Jones confirmed. So as previously reported, Tebow will play tight end for the Jaguars. Tebow, now 33, recently worked out for the Jaguars and head coach Urban Meyer, you know, basically his dad, okay, who coached Tebow during his record-setting run at the University of damn Florida, okay? They were all about the year here. During the podcast appearance, Meyer clarified that he is not present at Tebow's workouts and that the Jaguars have yet to officially sign him. He did sign that he is getting close and he's got to make a decision here pretty soon regarding or not the Jaguars will actually bring in Tebow, but they are going to sign him, man. The former Heisman Trophy winner Tebow went 9-7 as the Broncos starting quarterback and actually beat your Pittsburgh Steelers, man. And that one catch to Thomas that went for like 75 yards. He threw it a nice 15-yard slant there in the last play of a playoff game there. And they started 1-4. I remember it all turned around when they beat the damn Dolphins out in Miami. I remember that year very clearly, man. Starting quarterback before spending one season with the New York Jets. He had two uneventful, and that was with Rex Ryan, man. He didn't utilize him correctly. He then had two uneventful stops with the Jets and the Patriots before spending nearly 5 years in the Mets minor league system. So this guy loves attention, obviously, man. He doesn't want to give up the limelight. A 2-time national champion with the Gators, Tebow completed just 47% of his passes in two seasons with the Broncos. In 11 regular season starts during the 2011 season, Tebow threw twice as many touchdowns, 12, as interceptions, 6, despite completing just 46% of his throws. But after helping the Broncos capture the AFC West title game, the one I just mentioned, Tebow threw the game-winning touchdown pass in Denver's upset victory over Pittsburgh in the wild card round. Tebow's next game, a blowout loss to the Patriots in the divisional round. And that was all about Belichick, you know, on rookie quarterbacks. Of course, he was going to get toasted in New England. What do you think was going to happen there? But anyway, SRQ Talk, man, your boy Roy here on a pleasant weekend. We're only broadcasting on Fridays, and those were some of the stories that stood out to me, DJ Metcalf. And about the Tim Tebow situation, I don't think that Urban Meyer is going to use him. I think that's just a title that they're using. Some people are saying that it's taking a position away from another player that deserves it more than a 33-year-old guy that's been out of the league for 6 years. I beg to differ. I think the kid's a player. You know, it's going to bring the zoo to the Jaguars training camp. That's for sure. It's going to be Tebow all day. But I don't see I don't see too many people getting the opportunity. So I do know what some people have a problem with there, because I don't see them bringing in Michael Vick. You know what I mean? So I mean, this guy's been out of the league for 6 years, really, man. I mean, I know he's buffed out, he's amped up, but we'll see, man. I don't know. To me, he's going to be a snitch in the locker room, man. This is like having the coach's kid on your team. You know what I mean? That's what it smells to me like. And a couple of bad news there. If you're a Boston Celtic fan, guess what? Jaylen Brown, Celtics, out for the year. That's right, Boston. Jaylen Brown out. And you're barely making the playoffs, man, with that squad. That's right, out. There goes your chances. Completely down the tube, man. That's right. That's what you can say about your playoff chances there. Jaylen Brown out. That guy is a big part of your team. Let me see what else happened. The NFL schedule came out. The only one worth seeing is Dallas is playing your damn Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But week four, Tom Brady, that's right, the great Tom Brady, 7 Super Bowl winner, is going to New England, back to New England to play against Belichick and the Patriots. It's somewhere in the first week of October, week four. Put it in your calendar, baby. Hearing it first here, your boy Roy keeping you in the know, man. What else is going on? The NFL schedule came out. Let's see what the Dolphins schedule is like, because that's who we're fans of. Dolphins 2021 schedule. We'll see what is going on here. And, well, they're going to give you the preseason too, and we do start off the preseason on August 14th, 2021 at 1 p.m. We're going to play against the Bears, and we'll probably get a good look at the new quarterback out of Ohio State that they just drafted. Not to make this too long, August 21st, we play the Falcons, then we play the Bengals, and then we play the Patriots. To sum it up, probably there, if you're playing in that game, is because the Dolphins aren't going to sign you. You know what I mean? That's like one of the last games. We do start off the season against the damn Buffalo Bills, September 19th. Actually, the first game of the year is against the Patriots. September 12th, 2021 is where we kick it off. Last preseason game, August 29th. So we play the Patriots going off. I like that. I can play the Patriots that early in New England. I'd rather do that than go over there in December. Okay, so getting the Patriots out of the way in September is a good thing. Also, the Bills the following week. The Bills is the first home game, September 19th. We got the Raiders on the schedule with Chucky, and we're going over there. So that could be a dangerous game there. We go against the Colts. Actually, the Colts come down here. I'd rather play the Colts here than there. And then we play, yep, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, baby. Circle it down, October 10th, and that's probably coming off your Patriot game. You're going to play my Dolphins. We're actually coming here. Dolphins are coming to Tampa on October 10th, keeping you in the know, man. Dolphins play the Jaguars and Tebow. They're going to play that game in London if it's at 9:30. Let me keep my eye on the time. We only got 10 minutes left on your Friday show here with your boy Roy, SRQ Talk. Dolphins and Jaguars are going to be playing in London on October 17th. That's my dad's birthday. And they'll be playing the Jaguars. Jaguars always seem to be going to London. And then we play the Falcons. That's a winnable game at home. We've got the Bills up there in October on Halloween Day. How about that? October 31st, Halloween, Dolphins, Bills up in Buffalo. I like it. Texans come, and that's almost a win on anybody's schedule, playing the Texans. We actually have an easy schedule this year. We got the Ravens. That could be a tough one. That's on ESPN, I believe, because the game shows that it's at 8:20. That's November 11th at 8:20, Ravens-Dolphins on ESPN. That's probably a Thursday game, Veterans Day. Sounds like Dolphins-Jets first matchup. At New York, November 21st. That could be a really good game right there. Panthers, Dolphins. So we got Carolina on the 28th at 1 p.m. We got the Giants this year. Giants could be good, actually. That could be a very competitive game. We might lose that game, but it is in Miami and not in New York. Then the Jets come here to be announced is the time, but that's a December 19th, right around Christmas time. That's beautiful. And around New Year's, December 27th, we go to New Orleans, baby, to Mardi Gras and play the damn Louisiana Saints, New Orleans, better known. Then we play the Titans, and that'll be with our boy Tannehill. We'll go up against the Dolphins there on January 2nd to start off the year at 1 p.m. We finish and start the season and finish it with the Patriots. Keeping you in the know there, man, on the Dolphins 2021 NFL schedule was one of the things that that happened in the week that was. That's what the show's about. Let me see what else is going on. Yeah, man, as far as sports goes, man, I mean, can you get any more? You got DJ Metcalf starting off the week with the Olympics. Let's see if we have that audio for you. I probably ruined it. Yeah, man, I had the audio for Metcalf. Yeah, maybe I could get it back here. Let me see if I could get Metcalf. That was the Tim Tebow story, man. Tim Tebow back in the people are not liking it. People are going to hate on that, man. And I'll tell you, I don't blame him because he is taking a position away from someone that could be getting it. Who are the Jaguars? You know, they don't have much at tight end. And the thing is, that guy's going to be as an H-back. He's going to be on trick plays, you know, in the run, all these little gadget plays, the wildcat. Crap like that is what that guy, you know, at the 1 yard line, that's what he's going to be involved in. So I think they're just labeling him as a tight end instead of, they should have brought him back as a fullback or something. No matter what position they would have labeled him other than quarterback, people were going to hate no matter what. So it is what it is there. Let me see. I do have the clip here from the Metcalf run. I like to hear it, actually. Let's see if we can hear this.
Can't panic if they get away from him early. Michael Rogers, center of your screen in lane 5, will be the one to watch. DK Metcalf, second from the far right. Second heat of the Nike Men's 100. Metcalf's hanging with them at the moment. It's fairly even. DK's doing a good job on the...
Well, there you go. That's your internet service there. You're whacked. Frontier. There we go.
And Mike Rogers, that was close.
Yeah.
10-12, the winning time.
10-12 was the winning, and this guy ran a 10-3-7. That's how close he was. He was 20 seconds behind the winner there. That's a good job by DK Metcalf, man. And that's how a week started. And then, of course, the Tim Tebow. Tim all the time, touchdown Tim, man. And you got Skip Bayless and all these guys on the talking heads there on the TV going nuts over the Tim Tebow, man. That it will draw a lot of conversation. I'm kind of glad Tim Tebow's back in the NFL, man. Gives it a spark, gives it something to talk about. I just hope he's gonna dominate the headlines. Him and Brady, man. Jaylen Brown, man. Sorry to tell you, Boston Celtic fans, man. I saw a couple of great games yesterday. That Portland game against Phoenix, man, off the chain. And how about the Heat, the Miami Heat, blowing out the damn 76ers and Dwight Howard. You know, Haslam comes in for his only 2 minutes the guy has played all year. Okay, and the guy gets ejected in the first and, you know, 2 minutes of the game. What the hell is up with that, Haslam? We let Haslam pass on that, man. Haslam's Mac Daddy. He's a true Heat culture. A culture guy, man. Haslam's going to be on the roster. He's probably be a head coach one day. He's going to probably be head coach. You're calling it right now. I'm calling it. You heard it here first. SRQ Talk. Your boy Roy's predicting Haslam being the future coach of the Miami Heat. Lock it up. We're going to put this one in the archives, man. I'm going to mark this one down, man, that on Season 3, Episode 9, I called it Haslam, future coach of the Heat. He'll definitely be an assistant. Even though that might be his last game as playing. I don't know if that's the way you want to go out, man. But you know what? That sums it up, man. He was a rough guy. He's like an Oakley guy, old school, man. Miami High guy, real true Miami guy. So there you go, guys. It was a pleasure as always. now that we only do it one time a week, I'm not sick of you guys. So I kind of like this format, going over the week that was. We do the local and the national and international stuff. I'm glad everybody got gas now at the Colonial Pipeline. Stop panic buying, okay? But it's your boy Roy Man signing off. There is no more. The week that was is in the books. In the books, season 3, episode 9. Keep it locked next week to your boy Roy here, SRQ Talk.
Oh, thank you.